Okay, I'll introduce our next speaker, Emmanuel Ortiz.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Emmanuel Ortiz. I'm a McNair student from the University of North Texas working out of the Air Lab, and my poster is number 90, so come check that out. So what I want to talk to you guys about is cotton, right? It has different types of fibers. So the cotton fiber that we're most familiar with is the seed coat fiber, but it also has these bast fibers in the bark layer. And we're from Texas, and Texas grows a lot of cotton. It's like our biggest export aside from cattle, right? But as you'll see in this graph, about half, what you need to look at is the bottom, the blue part. That's the amount of biomass that is left out in the field and is wasted, essentially. But our lab has tools that we use to manipulate cotton architecture, as you can see in the bottom image. And what I really want you to kind of get from it is that we're able to use these tools to manipulate gene expression along this vascular cambium, and you can see that very clearly right here. It's obviously very different. So our question was, could we use these tools to modify cotton's lignin biosynthesis to improve or at least alter the qualities of these bast fibers? We would want to do this because it could add a lot of value to a crop that's already very abundant, and because the bast fibers and the seed coat fibers have different properties, they occupy different niches in the market. So it's not like we would be competing with something that already exists. So we could reduce our dependence on fossil fuels, we could bolster rural economies, and we could do that without threatening things that already exist. In a nutshell, the answer is yes. We were able to find that these tools are effective in manipulating lignin biosynthesis. You'll notice this is we used virus-induced gene silencing. You'll notice with the uninoculated plant right here, this is the empty vector, and then this is one of the trials that ended up working, and you can see that the plant is stunted. Underneath, you can see that the uninoculated plant has a lot of fluorescence, right? The lignin fluoresces under UV microscopy. So you can see it's obviously brighter, and the fibers on the inoculated one are sort of more uniform, whereas the treated one, the fibers aren't quite as uniform. Also, you can see differences in the wood right here, and also in the pith, which was interesting. We weren't really expecting to see that. So now that we found that this is a thing that's possible, something that we can use, we're looking to see if we could apply it to different properties. So we were able to affect the amount of lignin that was the plant was producing, but we're also interested in seeing if we could affect the length of these fibers, because you could use them in place of like fiberglass whenever you're using to make molds and things like that. So I'd like to thank Dr. Ayer and Dr. McGarry. They're my mentors. The Ayer Lab, of course, everybody's been very helpful. And the UNT McNair program for, funding my travel, and Cotton Inc. and the Bard Fund for funding our research. And if you'd like to hear more about this, I'd be more than happy to talk to you. Come see me at Poster 90 this afternoon. Thank you very much.